Please pray with me. Almighty and ever-living God, the source and perfection of all virtues, please grant that I may employ myself in what is just and preach what is true, so that in my preaching and in my ministry I may provide for your faithful people the teaching that brings them grace. Amen. As we prepare ourselves for Christmas on this first Sunday of Advent, we should perhaps realize that for many people, today is not the first Sunday of Advent. It is the Sunday after Black Friday, a day of well-deserved rest after a Friday and Saturday filled with shopping. But have you ever wondered why the Friday after Thanksgiving is considered black? Well, it's not because it's the day of the year when retailers turn a profit, as we have been told. It all started back in 1966 when Earl Apfelbaum, a rare stamp dealer, took out an ad and said, "Black Friday is the name the Philadelphia Police Department gave to the Friday following Thanksgiving Day." Now, why did the police give it such a name? They named it Black Friday because so many people went out to shop that it caused huge traffic problems, lots of accidents, and even violence. Well, today, not much has changed from when Black Friday got its name in 1966. Today, we still have lots of traffic. However, if you want to stay safe on Black Friday, you need to stay away from Walmart. Statistically, Walmart is where most of the violence happens on Black Friday. And if you really want to have to go to Walmart, you need to stay away from the electronics department, because that's where it really gets ugly. For Christians, Advent began in the 4th century, and even though it is difficult to trace Advent's origins, we do know that the 4th century Latin translation of the sacred scriptures, the Vulgate, attributed the term Adventus to the coming of the Son of God. This Adventus had and still has these two meanings: Christ coming in flesh, the incarnation, and Christ's second coming in power and glory, the parousia, which means being present in Greek. The two meanings of Advent created tension among Christians as they debated which was the true reason for the season of Advent. Fortunately, the church resolved this issue by the time Advent was added to the liturgical calendar in the 5th century, by agreeing that Advent definitely refers to a moment of preparation for the coming, whether the coming was the incarnation or the parousia. From these two events, we learn Black Friday is dark because it brings out the worst in people, whereas Advent is a time for the followers of Jesus Christ to do what is necessary to prepare themselves to walk in the light of the Lord and keep Christ in Christmas. Now, there are hundreds of ways to accomplish this. So I narrowed down the list to 7 with the hope that maybe one or more will seem doable for you this year. Number 1, observe Advent every day by reading the appropriate Bible passages, pausing to read a daily devotional, and reflecting on the gift of our Savior prepares us for Christmas. This practice forces us to pause and consider the state of the light in our souls instead of focusing on what we need to buy for whom, and helps us make time for spiritual reflection in our homes as well as in the church. Number 2, light Advent candles when you do your daily or weekly devotionals as a reminder that you are preparing yourself to walk in the light of the Lord. Number 3, visit someone who is sick, homebound, or in an assisted living facility, because God gave the gift of His Son's presence to us, and your presence is a true present to someone who is alone. Number 4, listen to Christian music. Tune in to Christ Jesus and tune out the world. If you haven't figured it out by now, we cannot fix the world, but we can bring peace, hope, joy, and love into our lives, which we can share with someone else. Number 5, I thought this one was interesting and quite possibly a good thing for us to do. Commit to praying with friends. Beginning this practice during Advent deepens our prayer lives as we share our concerns with others. And just knowing others are praying for us and sharing our burdens and thanksgivings is a wonderful gift to carry on throughout the year. Number 6, set up a nativity scene in your home so that when you're stressed or you're busy, you can see a reminder of why we celebrate. And number 7, perhaps quite possibly the best one of them all, forgive someone. Just simply forgive someone. Jesus Christ came to forgive our sins, therefore we are obliged to forgive others. Advent is the time for us to prepare ourselves for the coming of Christ and for Christ's second coming in power and glory at an unexpected hour. Therefore, what one or two things can you do this Advent to prepare your heart, mind, and soul to walk in the light of the Lord all year long? What one or two things can you do this Advent to prepare your heart, mind, and soul to walk in the light of the Lord all year long? Let us pray. Father in heaven, our hearts desire the warmth of your love, and our minds are searching for the light of your word. Increase our longing for Christ our Savior, and give us the strength to grow in love, that the dawn of his coming may find us rejoicing in his presence and welcoming the light of his truth. We ask this in the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. Amen. We'll now observe a moment of silence.